Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and all praise belong to you, Lord. In heaven and in the earth, we bless your name, O God. Today's teaching will be on blessing the one. And it is taken from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. This speaks about the cleansing experience of 10 lepers. So Christ cleanses 10 lepers. The story goes like this. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that's Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, this is Jesus, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give God glory, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This is the word of the Lord. We honor it by saying, thanks be to God. 10 lepers, 1 came back, and the Bible says he was made whole. Now, this word whole is the word sodso. In the Strong's dictionary, G4982, it means, and this is the Greek translation, to save a suffering one from perishing, that is, one suffering from disease, to make well, heal, restore to health. Imagine this, brothers and sisters. 10 lepers, 1 returned, and he was made whole. He was saved from all his suffering. He was saved from perishing. He was made well. He was restored in his health. Being thankful is very important. Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And the Message version of the Bible says, enter with the password, thank you. So being thankful is very, very important. 1 return. The blessing is in the return. The blessing is in praising God, glorifying God, extol him, magnify him. The blessing is in giving thanks. Now I want to point out something here very quickly. Jesus told them that they should go and shew themselves unto the priests. Now you may be wondering, why is this so important? This is important because there is a law. And the law is in Leviticus chapter 14. And you can read it in verse 2 to 32. That gives all the details of what happens during the time of cleansing. Now this is called the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. So back then, God gave Moses instructions on what to do when a leper is cleansed. And this again I say is found in Leviticus chapter 14, and you can read about it, verses 2 to 32. Go shew yourselves unto the priests. It's a requirement for them to present themselves to the priests for a cleansing. But what I want to point out here in all of this, there was one that returned, and that one that returned got the blessing. The one returned, you know, the Bible said that he saw that he was healed. Listen carefully, you know. The Bible said, and it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. So remember, the law states that when you are cleansed, then the leper has to go to the priest to show himself, and the priest would have to perform the cleansing rites. But it said that when this one man saw that he was cleansed, he returned. This is it, you know. He was supposed to go to the priest, but he recognized that this Jesus that just cleansed him is the high priest, the great high priest, the I am that I am, the highest of highs. Because in those days they have high priests. But Jesus Christ here is the highest of high. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. So the man returned to the source, to Jesus. He returned and presented himself to Jesus for a cleansing. He returned to the great high priest for the ultimate cleansing. Now I want to pause here and ask you a question. Who are you going to for solution when you have troubles, when you have problems, when there are issues in your life, when you are sick? Who are you going to for solution? Where are you visiting for a solution? Here I present to you Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the highest of highs, the mighty healer, the one who is able to make one whole. I present this same Jesus Christ to you. Whenever you have issues, Jesus is able and is willing. So hear this. When God delivers, blesses, heals any one of us, there's a requirement. And we see this requirement here from the posture of the one that returned. We also are required to return or to turn back to Jesus Christ. And when I say to return or turn back to him, I am saying to you, remember what he has done or is currently doing in your life, and even in the life when you read the Bible and read all of what he has done in the Bible. Remember what he has done. Praise him, glorify him, extol him, because he's worthy of all the praise, all of the honor. Don't be ungrateful or forgetful like the other nine lepers. Be like this one that was cleansed, that returned to God. Praising him, glorifying him, giving him thanks. This is so important. Giving him thanks. This is the principle of blessing the one. Jesus asked in verse 17 to 19, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Because one returned. They are not found that return to give God glory, save this one who is a stranger. And therefore Jesus said to him, arise. And I'm reading from Luke chapter 17, verse 17 to 19. So Jesus turned to him and said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And remember what I said, whole means to save a suffering one from perishing. That is, one suffering from a disease to make well, to heal, to restore to health. So therefore, this leper, when he saw, and I want this to be our posture as well, you know, because when he saw what was done, he came bowing down to God, giving thanks, praising him. And it said that, look, not only was his physical body healed, but when Jesus said to him, you are made whole, he's free from every sicknesses, every sin, every hindrances. He got his total deliverance because he went back to Jesus, praising him and giving him thanks. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave this with you. Every time you remember what God has done, give him thanks. Praise him because he's worthy of all the praises. Give him thanks. Even in a situation, give him thanks. Remember what he has done. The situation might not seem as if anything is going to happen, you know. But have faith. Praise him in the situation. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. This is the principle of blessing the one. Visit the website www.revelation13verse9.com for more insights and revelation.